fashion is hardly ever original. Trendsetters in the fashion world find inspiration everywhere. As I stated in a previous post, fashion has been revived from different time periods. In this post, I plan to show how fashion ideas can also come from different places around the world. Ponchos, for example, were originally a Native American and South American garment. They are made from wool and used to protect from the rain, wind, and the cold. The original poncho is very simple, just a long sheet of fabric with a hole for the head. Ponchos have been adapted into the fashion world with a change in material. Here the word poncho really just refers to any piece of clothing where the body of the shirt has no distinction from the arms. Kimonos have also gained popularity recently. Kimonos are Japanese garments. The word kimono itself means thing to wear in Japanese. They were usually long robes that were worn by men and women for occasions such as weddings and tea ceremonies. Americans wear them more as a type of cardigan. They are usually much shorter and sometimes they have floral patterns on them. Tunics, which are a simplistic, loose-fitting type of shirt, were originally worn in ancient Greece and Rome. The styles and lengths would indicate a person's rank. They don't have those indications today, but it's still kind of cool to think that you're wearing the same kind of clothes as a Roman senator. Tribal print has also become really trendy in the past few years. This highly dyed, patterned print has been taken from tribes such as the Aztecs. The style is very bold and eye-catching. This print can, today, be found anywhere from headbands to shoes. Styles have been taken from places all around the world, from Mexico to Japan, and just about everywhere else in between. It really is a good representation of how diverse American fashion and culture are.